So far, two games, two wins for North Andrew. They figure to have some testers that'll be coming up, and maybe one of those will be tonight against East Atchison. But so far, two games and two pretty convincing wins for North Andrew now to begin the season. The start, I think, was okay as far as the boys were concerned. I think the girls might have practiced a long time, but you didn't have a start until what was last Thursday, Coach, against West Platte, but beat West Platte 70-28. First of all, did you get, it was a fairly normal start, I guess, in terms of number of practices and stuff like that. And this is a group that you're fairly familiar with anyway. Were you on schedule in terms of getting everything in that you at least you wanted to at that point in time?
Last 2 years, we had one day of practice before our first game. And I had anticipated that our football team had a chance to make a run, and so I pushed our schedule back a little bit, and then of course they moved the 8-man game up a week, so we actually ended up getting 7 practices in before the first game. So I almost didn't know what to do to prepare for that first one, but I think we're a little farther ahead than we've been in the past. Plus, like you said, we've got kids who've been in the program now in my program now for 2 years, so this is their third, and so it's not all a learning teaching thing all the time.
And with West Platte, I would guess, that's a program that's had significant success, but if I understand things right, they are a little young this year, right? I don't know if that meant they had a lot of roster turnover, but they're fairly young, at least in relation to the conference.
Right. I think they're a pretty young team, and they don't have any of those. You know, for a while they had, 6'6", 6'7" kids running around all the time. They don't have any of those right now, so... Yeah, they're going to be in a rebuilding mode down there, and it's going to be kind of a tough year for them, I'm afraid. But I was pretty happy with the way our kids came out and executed and made some things happen defensively to create problems for them and create some pretty easy offense for us.
Okay, and then the next game then was on Tuesday night when you beat Gallatin 185-52 over Gallatin, and there it's a team that's a little different than what they have been in other years. One, I think it's a pretty good game to get on the schedule for North Andrew and for Gallatin. I think it probably fits both schools. But the other thing is Gallatin's been consistent they've always been anywhere from about 15 to 20 wins now for the last several years. But they've always had a big guy that was inside. Generally a true five. I don't know if they've got that this year. I guess they are loaded with guard play, though.
They are. Their guards are good, and they got one young man in particular, Jeff Simmons, who he can really shoot it. Quick release, very very good shooter, good player. But they're very guard oriented this year. They're a smaller team. They don't have that big man inside, and we were able to, Jeff got his points, but we were able to kind of control everybody else, and our kids got on a little bit of a run. They zoned us, and we hit 10 threes in that game. So, we were able to open things up, and it kind of rolled from the beginning. It was pretty tight for the first 3 or 4 minutes, and then we kind of gradually just built it from that point on.
Have the two games that you've had so far, one was 70 points and one was 85, I would guess that maybe you're getting a lot of points out of your defense anywhere, or at least you did with West Platte. Are you playing high possession games, and is that, I would guess you wouldn't mind that if you have a skilled team as what you have?
We're trying to play a little more up-tempo than we have in the past. Like you said, we're a fairly skilled team. We've got a lot of kids that can handle the ball a little bit. Our big kids, we're not super big, our 6'4 kids can all run the floor well. So we're trying to play a little more up-tempo. We've always tried to play, some pressure defense and combine that with trying to push the ball a little bit more. I think our offensive output hopefully will be a little bit better this year.
Okay, East Atchison is going to be tonight, and you get an East Atchison team that's had some success. And I know that they're putting a lot of stock in this group, and they probably should based on, the success they've had in junior high and then combined in Fairfax and Tarkio, and then probably what they've done already this year. And so I know they're a young team, but they've already had some success, so they kind of know how to play. Now, where they're at in terms of height and stuff like that, and what kind of matchups they are in that regard. I really don't not as familiar with them in that regard, but they seem like they're coming.
So they, you know, they don't have a lot of size. They've got 1'6", 3", real athletic. I believe he's a sophomore. Other than that, they're all, you know, 6 foot or under, probably, you know, around that range. But they've got some kids that can shoot it. They go to the hole really well, and they're doing something right. They're 6-0 right now. So, you know, I think as we look at our schedule, it's gotten progressively better each game. You know, the West Platte was a good opener for us, and then Gallatin was significantly better than West Platte. And I think Tarkey or East Atchison, is probably another step up. So, you know, it's a good challenge for us, a good way kind of to work our way into the season.
Okay, that's Del Morley, head basketball coach of North Andrew.